In 2011, then-Texas Comptroller Susan Combs announced that the personal information of 3.5 million current and former state employees was stored on a publicly accessible computer server for about a year before it was discovered. Since then, the Comptroller's office is using different encryption technologies. Eddie Block with the Texas Department of Information Resources says the state has the necessary technology to secure state data banks, but is lacking in the number of experts needed when these type of threats occur.
It's clear across not just state governments, but federally and private sector, that people are really at a shortfall. There's negative unemployment in the information security community. And so at the state level, we're competing with private sector companies that have maybe shinier jobs.
Block testified before the Texas House Committee on Government Transparency and Operations. Brandon Neff is the president of the San Antonio-based technology firm Innovay, and told lawmakers cyber threats against state agencies are very real, and these online attacks may come from a few different fronts.
One is from nation-state actors. These are countries with intelligence services who are developing code to access our networks without our knowledge. The second type of threat we're facing is through hacktivists. These are groups like Anonymous that we've heard about on television as well. Another is organized crime. There's organized criminal syndicates that operate overseas, a lot of times in Eastern Europe.
Lawmakers will continue to study the issue with the possibility of adding more money to state agencies' budgets for cybersecurity efforts. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.